talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're going right back to history in the making as we speak. I also want to announce yet again, Devil Radio app. Download it from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7. Access your radio station, your favorite shows. A lot more still to talk about in the second hour. You know, the Republicans are continuing to refuse to confirm a lot of Tony Evers' appointees. Now, why is that? Why is that? How many years? A little over 2 years into his governorship. The DNR turned over. The Democrats should have a majority. There's a Republican named Fred Pren who refuses to get off the board. His term expired May 1. But the Republicans won't confirm a successor. Now, they also won't confirm some of his cabinet appointments. And occasionally they have brought it up for a vote and rejected a cabinet appointment. They rejected an agriculture secretary appointment. What's going on here? What's going on? This is a not too skillful attempt for them to simply stay in power and retain the governorship, even though they lost the governorship. Now, how is that possible? The first thing is, in the lame duck session, what the founding fathers federally and also people during the incorporation of the state of Wisconsin didn't take into account is that if an incumbent governor loses an election like Scott Walker did in 2018 in November, he doesn't give up power till January. He's in for two more months. They didn't anticipate that people in bad faith would deliberately injure the state and try to overturn the election in that time period. They didn't anticipate that. But Walker had a gerrymandered legislature.
You're listening to Devil Radio.
And they passed the lame duck laws. Lame duck laws in that November, December time period. And a Republican Supreme Court, which were elected statewide, upheld it. And what that did was, and I'm going to boil this down to ducks and bunnies because we don't have time in an hour to get through every line of the legislation. But imagine if they said, even though Tony Evers won the election, Robin Voss is the governor. And even though Josh Call won the attorney general election, Robin Voss is the attorney general. Let's say they'd said that. That's functionally what they said. Now, they tried that in North Carolina. The North Carolina Democratic Party got that overturned. And quite frankly, I don't know if the problem was that we didn't go into federal court in time or what we didn't do or whether there was some feeling we couldn't in this state, but they got it done in North Carolina. They may have had a slightly different state Supreme Court. But here, you right now have Voss exercise, and by Voss, I mean as the speaker, basically, he cracks the whip. These people are like cats, large cats in a cage. With muzzles on, he cracks the whip, and his donors are telling him when to crack the whip. And they jump up on a stool, or they put a beach ball in their nose, and they do whatever they're told. So basically, it's Voss. And then what they decided to do was, well, Tony Evers can't appoint people. That occurred to him. Oh, the regents, the DNR, cabinet secretaries. These people could cause mischief. That is, they could interfere with the plans of the Republican Party's donors. That is, for instance, they could say, we're going to ban forever chemicals in drinking water, or we're going to change the level in which they can go into drinking water to a much more imperceptible percentage. We wouldn't want that, said the Republicans. And on the regents, for instance, they might, for instance, a regent appointed by Tony Evers might think that there should be more money going into the university system, that maybe shared governance with the faculty should be restored, maybe peer review should be restored in tenure, maybe statutory tenure should be restored. You know, maybe we should build the UW-Madison and the whole system and UWM up to its world status that it had before these vandals came in. And they didn't want that either. So what they do is they simply don't confirm somebody. They don't even hold a vote. And our legislators are in such a small minority because of gerrymandering, there's nothing they can do about it. And then this one clown, this Fred Pren clown, says, well, my term expired May 1, but I'm going to stick around till my successor is confirmed. And then he gives it a good chuckle. He goes, chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. That's what he does. Now, something's got to be done. Same thing's going to happen to the Board of Regents. What they do with the cabinet is even sneakier. If they don't hold a vote to confirm a cabinet member, what happens is Governor Evers will appoint him anyway, acting, and he'll get the salary or she'll get the salary and do the work. But the law is that if they bring them up for a vote and they're voted down, which, you know, LeMahieu and the Senate and Voss influencing LeMahieu can accomplish, then they can't even be acting. Then they can't be acting. And one of the guys, Brad Paff, that Evers had appointed agricultural secretary, they did that to because he wanted to allocate $100,000 in the budget. This is much over $70 billion budget, $100,000 for counseling services to family farmers who were depressed and were kind of playing suicide. It's a real problem. They thought that that was a bad thing. The Republicans thought, well, we think that people should struggle and feel pain because that's more efficient. And from a Darwinian point of view, the ones that don't kill themselves will survive and be stronger farmers. They know nothing about farming. You think Scott Walker ever did any farming? You think Voss, the popcorn man? Give me a break. Anyway, for that reason, they wouldn't confirm Brad Paff, and he couldn't serve any longer, but he got back at him. He ran for the state Senate in La Crosse and won. Thank God. We need the margin. But that's what they'll do. Anybody does anything uppity, they'll say, okay, we'll give you a vote. Out you go. You can't be acting. You know what I would do if I were Evers on that one? I think I'd go to court. But also, I'd put them back in anyway. Allocate money. He has some discretionary money, the full salary. Put in an acting name, and then just say, this guy's really the one that's going to run the department. You get my drift? I'm the governor. That's what I do. But you got to have a judicial intervention. You can't have a clown on the DNR. Remember, the Republican Party blocked regulations that would lower the percentage of forever chemicals in our drinking water. They blocked it. They blocked it. People are drinking bottled water up in Marinette County, Kewaunee County, over in La Crosse. In Madison, you have some forever chemicals, I think out near the airport, Dane County. Does that bother you? Everybody roams around State Street and says, I'm an environmentalist. Talks cheap. Talks very cheap. That's what's going on. You want to drink bottled water in Dane County? Are you kidding me? That's coming. So they got to go to court. Let's get into federal court. I have a theory, legal theory. You might say it's a state issue, but you know, our U.S. Constitution provides that the states must provide what's called a Republican form of government. It doesn't mean Republicans. Just like a Democratic election doesn't mean the Democrat wins. It's a form of governance. It means we don't have a king. Republican form of government. We don't have a king. We're a republic. We have a legislature. And we don't have that in Wisconsin right now. We have a king. We have essentially a vandals. A foreign influence has come into our state. It's hurting our state. They're masquerading as Republicans. I think an active federal judge could have a lot of fun with that. And I'll tell you what, if a federal judge enjoins something, says, Pren, you get out, or we're going to have the FBI go in and carry you out by your ankles and your wrists, Mr. Pren would get out real quick. So something's got to be done. Now, the best thing to do, of course, would be to take back the legislature. Evers at least can veto a crooked reapportionment that Voss will put through, but there'll be judicial fights over that. The Republican Party in this state has become a malignant tumor. It's not a normal party. It's not a normal Republican Party. It's not a conservative party. It's simply a party largely of large cats with muzzles and cages jumping onto stools and beach balls on their nose when they're whipped, and they just want to keep their salaries, keep their prestige. So don't expect them to confirm anybody, but to try to then maintain control over the Board of Regents, the DNR, a lot of other boards, and actually the cabinet itself by this kind of conduct. It's still going on. Be very aware of it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Our lady gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.